Welcome to the Rack Secret Outdoors podcast, where we discuss all the tips, tools, and tactics that we like to use to be successful in the field. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Rack Secret Outdoors podcast. On today's episode, I'd like to take some time to answer some questions that I've been receiving on my Instagram and Facebook page. I kind of want to apologize. I know I haven't put out a podcast in a couple weeks. Life at home and work's been real crazy. We're getting ready to build a new house and start a new adventure in our life, so everything's been a little hectic lately. So I apologize, but we're back and running now, and so let's dive into some of these questions. So the first question I have is, what hunts do you have planned? So I actually was not fortunate enough to get a elk or antelope tag this year, so all I really have in my pocket for the rest of the year is my over-the-counter archery tag. The hunt actually started this past Friday, and I've been stuck at work and stuff, so I haven't really made it out. But I do plan on maybe hunting a little bit over the next week or two, but a lot of the deer that I've found that I know should be good bucks, I have a feeling they're the same bucks that I've watched the past couple years. They're real healthy, they look good, but they're super balled up still. So I kind of feel like if I choose to hunt right now and kind of burn some of my leave that I have for the year, that a lot of the deer just aren't quite done growing. So I think I'm going to try to give it another week or two myself and probably go try to hunt the later part of the season. And worst case, if I don't end up, you know, tagging out or something, I'll probably just hunt December with my bow. As far as other hunts, my wife actually, she drew a rifle mule deer tag this year, and I've actually spent more time scouting for that due to the fact that I don't hunt mule deer as much. We've hunted them over the years and stuff, but I haven't really dedicated the last few years into chasing them too much. So I've been really trying to kind of set something up to where she has a good hunt and we have, you know, a couple decent bucks lined up. So I'm actually kind of really looking more forward to taking her out and going on her hunt, just to kind of, you know, spend time with her and hopefully have her shoot her first animal. So I'm looking forward to that. Next is my brother-in-law. He actually drew a whitetail tag this year, and so I do plan on helping him as well. Other than that, I have a few buddies that drew some late season tags. I got a couple friends that have some elk tags, so I may try to sneak away, you know, get a few long weekends here and there. But with work and everything, and with us building the house, anything extra is going to be kind of hit or miss, but I'm going to see what I can do to at least help the family, and then what I can with the friends, and try to just get out as much as I can, especially, you know, being cooped up this last year. It's definitely on my to-do list to get out of the house a little bit. So hopefully I can make some extra hunts, but if not, that's kind of my plans for the year. The next question I have is, what is your current bow setup? So I actually just made the switch about a month and a half ago to Prime Archery. My bow that I just picked up for hunting is the Prime Nexus 4. This bow, I haven't shot a whole lot. I do have a Nexus 6, which basically is a 36-inch version that I've been using as a 3D bow. I've had that bow for about 5 or 6 weeks, and I really, really enjoyed it. Shooting it, it's very accurate, very forgiving bow, feels really good. So I ended up picking up a 34 to try as my hunting bow. I've shot it a few times, and I absolutely love this thing. I'm glad I ended up, you know, just kind of jumping in and getting one for hunting. This bow is it's a Nexus 4. It's a 34-inch axle to axle. I'm currently running, I believe, 63 or 64 pounds on it right now. Like I said, I mean, the bow's super smooth, it's quiet, it's accurate, very forgiving. Truth to be told, it's one of my favorite hunting bows so far. I had a Ritual 35 from Elite. I really love that bow as too, as well. Like I said, I don't have a whole lot of time behind it, but so far I really love it. Next would be my sight. I am shooting. It's the Hoggett Father. It's a single pin, but it actually it slides, and it has a double pin built into it. Just my personal preference, I guess. I like shooting with a single up pin. I've found over the years that it's kind of allowed me to be a little bit more accurate. That being said, I feel a little bit more in tune with my setup. I feel a lot more confident and stuff like that with my equipment. I'm able to pick a spot better. Being that it is a slider and a dual pin, I can move it. It's more precise, and having that second pin there. Say hypothetically, if I set my bow on 30 yards, then my second pin I know is 50, 55. So I have a little bit of margin that, if a deer comes in or an elk or something, I can shoot from 20 and just hold a little low, or I can shoot all the way out to 60 by holding them a little high without having to move anything. Next, I'm shooting a Hamsky drop away. In years past, I've actually just ran a Whisker Biscuit. Doing two moving, I've kind of limited on what I have in the archery box right now, and I had a drop away on my hunting bow last year. Hadn't had any issues. I've used it the last probably year and a half or so. I've haven't had any issues with it messing up on me, getting hung up on stuff, because it is a limb driven rest. It's very kind of one of those, set it up and forget kind of things. Knock on wood, I haven't had any issues with it. My arrows right now, I'm shooting Victory Vaps. I shoot 385 grains, I believe is what it's at, plus or minus. And I've been shooting this arrow setup for probably 7, 8 years now and haven't had any issues. Next would be my broadheads. For years, I've been shooting rocket steelheads. I'm actually going to try to make the switch this year to G5, and I ordered a couple sets of broadheads. I haven't decided which ones I want to use yet, but I know once I get them in, I'm going to try to shoot them and just see kind of what groups I get. Obviously, I shoot a little bit farther than most of the people back east and stuff. We're out here, we're shooting 60, 70 yards, so. Grouping to me, I'd rather be more focused on shot placement than penetration. So accuracy and being able to put it where I need to is kind of more what I focus on. So the two broadheads that I ended up ordering were the Mega Meats by G5, and the other one is called the Dead Meat by G5. These broadheads are actually kind of what I'm leaning towards. They have an inch and a half cutting diameter. Obviously, I shoot 100 grains out here. I don't know. The rockets, they really don't make anymore, so they're kind of getting hard to find. So I just figured I'd try to switch it up. And I don't have a whole lot of tags this year, so it gives me a little bit more time to kind of tinker with things and stuff like that. So I just figured it'd be a good year to kind of swap stuff up and try something new, and like I said, hopefully they work out good for me. There's plenty of great reviews on them and stuff like that. So like I said, hopefully I'll get them in soon. I'll definitely post up some videos and pictures and stuff of if I harvest something with them, as well as my testing and stuff with messing with them. Next is my stabilizers. I actually currently still shoot for AAE Archery here in Arizona, so I am running a set of their bars on my hunting bow right now. They actually came out with a micro diameter Western hunting setup that hopefully I'll be able to get here before too long as well for my bow. I, you know, especially shooting out here out in the flats and stuff, it is super windy, so those micros definitely do help. I just don't have a setup right now for my hunting bow. But yeah, so my stabilizers right now, I'm shooting a 10 inch up front with a 8 inch back bar. I've had a lot of questions about my bar setups. Maybe later on in another episode, I'll try to touch more on that and how to kind of properly set up your bars and what to do. But other than that, my release, I just switched over to an index this year. I haven't shot one in probably 3 or 4 years, actually at all. I haven't touched one, I haven't messed up one. But I just figured, you know, this year, especially trying to hunt coos deer and stuff, I've been trying to spend more time up in the hills, especially with how hot it's been, just trying to get more time up on the mountains. So primarily out of my stands and stuff, I'm not shooting over 50 yards, so I figured I'd try to do an index this year and just kind of see what I can do. Worst case, I'll jump back to my thumb button. But yeah, so I ended up picking up a B3 index release this year, so I'm gonna end up trying that. If not, like I said, I still run my B3 Versa. I use a brass thumb button for 3Ds and stuff, and that's what I've been hunting with the last couple of years. So but yeah, other than that, that's kind of my bow setup. Let's see, next question here is the future of hunting. So that one to me is kind of tough, just because like out here, like our season's kind of just starting. But like as far as hunting's concerned, like I know, especially with like the draw and stuff, some of the numbers that were put out, like they said that, I mean, the numbers of people that applied for tags this year was just ridiculous. So I mean, that can be chalked up as two ways. I mean, a lot of people are saying that, you know, people are buying up tags just to buy up tags, anti-hunting and stuff like that. Also, I mean, you know, you look at the populations and stuff, the state's grown quite a bit. At least here in Arizona. So I think hunting in itself, I think it is picking up a little bit, you know, with COVID and everything. Everybody's wanting to get outside and do stuff. I know you go out, you know, on the weekends and stuff. There's a lot more ATVs, there's a lot more people down at the river, stuff like that. So I think the outdoors as a whole is kind of picking up. I know as far as like archery and just basically our sport as a whole, I know it's been picking up a lot. Talking to some of the local retailers and stuff like that, you know, between, again, I truly believe a lot of it's, you know, with COVID, everybody's been inside. So a lot of people are wanting to get outdoors. This is kind of another hobby or something that people look at to kind of, you know, get away from, you know, the everyday, the hustle, the bustle, the TV, the technology, and this and that. You know, and just get out in the woods. And I think that hunting itself is kind of, you know, an avenue for that. And with all the extra stimulus money and stuff, I know, you know, people have been buying toys and optics and bows and guns and, you know, all sorts of different stuff. So, like I said, I think it's definitely growing. As far as archery itself, I know, you know, like I made it to a few of the tournaments out of state this year, and the numbers of entrants have, you know, gone up tremendously. Watching some of the videos from, you know, Cam Archery or Bow Junkie, you know, all the events that they're attending, a lot of the even the spectators have grown quite a bit, but a lot of the participants, you know, in each class and stuff like that, they've definitely grown. So I think it's good for our sport. You know, the more people we get involved, the more the more kind of voice we have, I guess, in a sense. And it definitely is able to kind of help the industry as far as an archery standpoint as well as a hunting standpoint, because like I said, I don't really have numbers to back up as far as anything more than, there's more applicants and there seems to be more people out in the woods, but I know the local stores and some of the bigger, like Sportsman's and Bass Pro and stuff like that. You go down there and there's a lot of stuff that's sold out or, on back order, stuff like that. And some of it is due to COVID because of, the availability of things, but there's other stuff that, as soon as it comes in, it's getting bought up. So I just think more people are getting involved with the outdoors, and that with that comes hunting and archery and rifle and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's growing and I think it's a good thing. I just pray that the people that are coming out and shooting or are coming out and hunting, are doing it for the right reasons and they're kind of learning the right things and they're, more out there to enjoy nature and to kind of promote the sport and what we're about and not out there just to, fling arrows at stuff and, XYZ. I won't run down that rabbit hole, but yeah, I definitely think that it's good. I think it's definitely picking up, and that's good for everybody. The next question here is, what is your dream hunt? So for me, my dream hunt actually would be to go across the pond and go to New Zealand and chase red stag. That to me honestly would be like the icing on the cake as far as hunt goes. That's definitely like the top of my bucket list. I know, like, whenever I was younger, my dad used to guide a lot for elk, and he had a buddy that had a monster. I don't even remember how big it was. I just remember it was a monster, and I don't know if maybe when I was younger, it was just something that I kind of like, oh, that's just a huge non-typical elk, or whatever it was. But just ever since I was young, I've always kind of put that at the top of my bucket list. I know a lot of people, oh, I want to go to Africa, or I want to go to Alaska and chase moose or caribou or something like that. I mean, yeah, I'm all for that too. Like, I definitely wouldn't turn down a trip, but I mean, if I had to pick one, to me, that would be definitely by far, for some unknown reason, that's just what something that I've always wanted to do. And especially, if I could do it with a friend or family, or the more than anything, I'd love to do it with my dad. Just to go, experience, even if we didn't get anything, just to go out there and chase them and to be in, a new place, out of the United States. I think that would be pretty cool. Next question here is, why do you love coos deer so much? So for me, honestly, I actually started hunting coos deer when I was younger, whenever we lived in Payson, and I enjoyed it a lot when I was younger, and then as I got older, I kind of started chasing mule deer and stuff. And once we moved to southern Arizona, that was just kind of the thing. Like, I mean, you're kind of either a mule deer hunter or a whitetail hunter. Well, we just kind of followed up suit with the whitetail guys, and I got into, chasing them and glassing. And to me, we always had mule deer wherever we grew up, and so it was kind of like, oh, there's a deer, kind of thing. And with whitetail, I just remember going out and, like, for forever, like, we couldn't figure out anything about them. You'd see them, but we didn't know how to pattern them, we didn't know how to really hunt them or anything like that. And it was totally different than whenever I grew up. We'd grow up and we'd find water and set up a stand and just kind of hang out. And here, it's so hard to find solid water year round that you kind of had to change our tactics. So it definitely opened up a lot more for me as far as,
more of a challenge, I should say, in my personal experience. Not to knock any of you mule deer hunters, but so I don't know. I just really enjoy chasing them. The nice thing is, like, we have really, solid whitetail country all around us, so that's another thing. I do honestly, like, kind of, I don't really care if I chase a whitetail or a mule deer this year, because that's another thing. I've shot several mule deer with my bow. I just haven't shot anything big. So we'll see. I mean, like I said, my wife does have that mule deer tag, so I mean, who's to say I am able to, shoot a nice buck with my bow, and then she goes out and, slams a monster with the rifle. I just, I honestly, I really hope she does. I hope she gets the big one in the house. It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. Next question is, you hunt any other states other than Arizona? So actually, I've spent a little bit of time in a few other states. I've only hunted a few others. I've hunted in Kansas a little bit. I've hunted in Texas, and I've hunted in Arkansas. I've actually helped on some hunts in New Mexico and stuff, but I don't have extensive knowledge with any specific other, Western state. I would assume, if I had a week to go hunt or something like that, I could probably get into something just by, e-scouting and stuff like that, or, talking to a few buddies. But I haven't really spent a whole lot of time out of state, but I definitely plan, especially us being so close to New Mexico. It's definitely something that I've been looking into, and hopefully starting next year I'll start putting in for New Mexico and a couple other states. Definitely once our house kind of gets done and stuff, I'll be able to free up a little bit of the funds and a little bit of the time. So I definitely plan on trying to venture out at least to New Mexico, if not, try to put in for Colorado or something like that. I know me and my brother-in-law, we've been talking the past couple of years, like, it'd be super cool to do like a guy's trip and just go to, Colorado or something, try to hunt elk and mule deer for a week or something like that. So yeah, I mean, that's definitely something. I mean, I'm not gonna turn down a hunt if I can go, for sure. Worst case, like I said, I mean, we still got family and friends back east, so I think that in the near future we'd like to plan a hunt and, go chase some eastern whitetails and maybe some hogs or something. That's always fun. I've done that a couple times, and it's always fun no matter where we're at, whether I'm chasing, my coos deer, or we're hunting elk or hogs back east. I mean, we're hunting. It's all fun. It's all fun to us. Then our last question for the day is, I got a question here. It says, velvet or hard horn? So it's actually kind of funny, because I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't pass up a big velvet mule deer, but to me, I don't know why, I think they're not the best looking in velvet. So I'd have to say generally hard horn. I actually haven't harvested a velvet coos deer, so that is another thing. Like, if I am able to go out here in the next couple of weeks, that's something that would, it's always been a goal for me to shoot 100-inch velvet coos. I've been fortunate. Either, like I said, I've drawn my rifle tags the last couple of years, or generally I'll just tag out in January. So I haven't hunted a whole lot in August myself. So to me, a 100-inch velvet buck, like, obviously that's, a good goal to have, but I definitely prefer myself to shoot a velvet coos deer over a mule deer. But like I said earlier, I don't even have a really big mule deer buck. So I mean, if I had a 100 and, 60-inch buck standing on the road in velvet, I'm not gonna pass him up. So that being said, yeah, to me, I kind of prefer hard horn bucks myself.
I've shot one velvet mule deer. He wasn't very big. It was kind of a meat buck in preparation for one of my Kansas hunts, and I went back east, and so I knew I could just, spend time and not be super super worried about meat in the freezer because I had something. But yeah, I mean, like I said, the goal is to hopefully shoot my big velvet buck this year. That's kind of my plan, or my goal, I should say. But like I said, I mean, if I'm glassing for whitetail, and especially some of the spots that we do hunt are kind of transition zones, it's not uncommon to see a big mule deer buck out there. So if I'm sitting there glassing and I'm not able to find something, nice coos deer wise, and I look over and there's a real respectable velvet buck just kind of wandering around, well, may have to go try to pay him a visit, and I definitely wouldn't be upset about that. So anyways, thanks for the comments and stuff, and I hope that you guys enjoyed the show. I know one last question that I've been getting is, do we plan on doing any shows with people? Yes, I do actually. I've been real fortunate. I've had a few close friends and a couple of the local guides and stuff reach out to me, wanting to try to sit down and meet up. And I'm kind of new to this podcast thing, so I'm kind of trying to figure out, again, like we don't have our house done yet or anything, so I got to kind of figure out, since we don't have a studio or anything, to set everything up to kind of be able to do it and have good audio and stuff like that, with somebody, and it not, get feedback or not have issues. And obviously, I don't want to waste their time either, so it's definitely in the works. I have a few shows kind of lined up and stuff like that. I'm just trying to figure out how to do it and get a little bit of quality out of it, so it's not, wasting their time. And obviously, I don't want to put out a show that doesn't sound good to you guys. So that being said, I definitely plan on having some guests on here pretty soon. And if there's anything, you guys want to hear anything, feel free to message me, or call me, text me, or anything that you guys either want to hear or think needs to be discussed, or any guests that you guys may want to have on. This kind of concludes today's episode. Archery season is upon us. Everybody, be safe out there. Watch out for snakes. Bring plenty of food and water, and we'll catch you guys next time. We'll see you. Thank you.